You are listening to a sermon by Sophie Igbike, recorded on Sunday, June 9, 2024, at Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Thank you very much, Grace. It's wonderful to be in your midst again for the second week in a row. I'm extremely thankful for technology and those that actually manage technology for the gift of being able to make our world a little smaller and gathering us from one coast of Canada to the other. So Chris and I are very thankful just to have the opportunity to worship with you this morning. So this morning, my focus is really on that Peter walking on the water story. And many years ago, a friend of mine posed a question, and he said, "I'm lost in an ocean of doubt, and it is yet to be determined whether I will sink or swim. What can keep me afloat?" It was one of those questions that left me pondering and reflecting. And the fact is that the ocean is big, with many dangers that would not naturally cause us to disbelieve. But we need to hold on to something that is bigger than ourselves. In Walking on Water, Richard Paul Evans writes, "It is not by knowledge that we make our journeys, but by hope and faith that our walk will be worthy of our steps, and faith that we are going somewhere. And only when we come to the end of our journeys do we truly understand that every step of the way we are walking on water. Amidst the dangers and confusions of being strangled by greed, lies, oppression, twisted isms, we need to reach out and find those items which provide for us little signs of hope and trust. And that is what keeps us afloat in the moment." I think back to when I was just a young little thing, and my dad taught me how to swim. And I trusted him completely with the level of childlike faith. He would invite me to come to the water. He was beside me and ready if I needed him. And for me, there was no question. If he could swim, I could swim too. And soon I was jumping off diving boards by myself, always trusting without question that I would be able to remain afloat. However, I find that an adult who is being invited to come to the water to learn to swim generally has a much harder time of embracing the concept of floating with such a childlike faith. In essence, as one gets older, there are those voices that are silently reminding us of varying dangers around the corner. Our own limitations are amplified, filling our head with a high level of uncertainty and doubt, thereby increasing the level of fear and pivoting to a deep conviction that we will sink, or that we at least can't learn to float, even with the help of a guide. The truth is, not until we decide to relax and let go and give up some of our control will we be in a position to be teachable, or in a position to face an outcome of success in swimming. It is not an easy thing to let go and fully trust. And the truth is, we all experience worry, fear, or anxious moments. That is a part of life. The greatest challenges, however, unfold when those moments become all-consuming or paralyzing, which leads to a hopeless feeling. And hopelessness definitely breeds a sinking feeling. In the Matthew reading this morning, I identify with Peter, who was willing to take that courageous step out of the boat on the water. But then, as Peter, it is easy to be distracted and consumed by the peril of the wind and waves. And all of a sudden, fear and doubt takes over as one is captivated by all the reasons why it wouldn't work to remain afloat. And then, indeed, it is easy to feel overwhelmed with that sinking feeling. But what happens when we do focus on faith and hope? Personally, I think often we can be surprised to discover that the impossible may become possible. I will briefly share three short vignettes that symbolize for me faith or trust in action. And the first story takes me back to my time in Zimbabwe when the Bishop of the Brethren in Christ Church, Stephen Ndlovu, was being targeted by the government as an Ndebele church leader during a very particularly turbulent political time. And that targeting was the intention to kill. Yet the bishop figuratively stepped outside of the boat together with several clergy from varying church affiliations and walked straight into Robert Mugabe's office, pleading with the prime minister to stop the violence he started throughout the entire region of Matabeleland. These leaders could easily have assessed and evaluated all the risks and drawn an understandable conclusion that it wasn't wise to walk into a lion's den, which could, in the end, lead to their death. But in this case, they resisted the fear, and hand in hand, they walked ahead in faith, trusting that God would walk with them and guide them, whatever the outcome, including the possibility of death. An important truth is that facing fear does not mean that you have to go alone. In our society, often we are thinking individually, but I think Christ often asks us to go together. And so this is one of those examples of the strength of going together. And in the end result in this particular scenario was that Robert Mugabe did respond positively to this act of advocacy by stopping the violence. For us at the time, this really did signify the impossible becoming possible and was a real answer to prayer. The second story that I have to share takes me back to swimming. A few years ago, Chris and I traveled down to Belize and had the opportunity to go snorkeling, one of those activities that was on my bucket list. Now, remember, I do know how to swim, so it wasn't a challenge for me to step out of the boat and into the water. However, as I jumped into the water, our guide quickly informed us that we were likely going to be seeing some sharks. Now, that brought forth a big distraction for me, given that I have an awe-filled fear of sharks, in whose habitat I was now being told I was going to tread. A moment of panic set in before the guide indicated, well, they're only nurse sharks and tend to be very passive and shy. Right, passive and shy shark. In a split second, my options were, number one, to remain calm and trust the guide, or two, to respond in all-out panic, which would further impact my ability to stay afloat. I chose option one, and I must say that the exercise of breathing in and out deeply, totally in reliance of my guide and God's protection, proved to be one of the most calming and peaceful opportunities I have ever experienced, even as I did meet a shy shark in the process. For me, it was an example of fully letting go. And that trusted memory of calm and peace in a feared or new situation has carried me moving forward into new and fearful situations. My third example is totally from another angle, and I introduce us to Howard Thurman, a theologian who describes the troubled waters in the African American spiritual that we sang earlier this morning, Wade in the Water, as a huge moment of transformation. A song associated closely with alerting slaves fleeing via the Underground Railroad of pending danger. Thurman writes, "The troubled waters means the ups and downs, the vicissitudes of life. Within the context of the troubled waters of life, there are healing waters because God is in the midst of turmoil, not unlike something that Chris had introduced us to last week. God is going to trouble the water, and you may be uncomfortable, but it's ultimately what will make you a better person on the other side." Thurman further states, "You want the confidence to be able to wade through muddy and uncalm waters." Too often, we see a part of the journey where the process will get tough and we pause in fear or go in another direction. Stirred or troubled waters may shake up your faith, but God calls us to wade in the water and go through the troubling waters with faith in Him, not unlike Jesus' invitation to Peter. The Underground Railroad journey was indeed a difficult and perilous one and required so much courage and trust for those who were organizing the journey as well as those walking it. As a Jesus follower, I strongly believe that Christ continuously calls us to wade into the storm, into the deeper depths of the ocean or troubled waters, working through our fears versus succumbing to them. The challenging situations remain with us globally, locally, and personally, but our trust in God neither make those challenges go away nor make the path straightforward or easy. However, Scripture indicates repeatedly that Christ will be there alongside us through the storms. But we do need to trust, not with reckless abandon, but we do need to step out in faith and hope. That is what Christ calls us to. And even when we experience that sinking feeling in those moments of questions and those doubts that percolate in us, as Christ did, Christ will still reach out his arms in grace and love if we wish to take it. It is my prayer that as we each face worries and fears in a challenging world and daily context, that we humbly accept the invitation to both come to and walk on water, stepping forward in faith, trusting that we have a God who will guide us and journey with us as individuals and as a community, and that we may be transformed along the way. I want to just close with some words from a song called Oceans that's sung by Hillsong, which kind of epitomizes everything I've been talking about. It says, "You call me upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery. In oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves when the oceans rise. My soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters, Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed and you won't start now. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders and let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Amen.